Hi and welcome to Understory, Perth's only environmental radio show. This is Tom Wilson, and this week a reading of Perth poem by Western Australian poet John Kinsella. Do you ever get the feeling that Perth is an uninspiring city, that most of the films you watch and novels you read aren't set in this city? Do you get that feeling? Sometimes I do. In the poem that follows, John Kinsella sings the song of Perth in a thick flow of images from his experience of the city throughout the decades. It's almost like Walt Whitman for our own little metropolis. Listen up.
High grass, fire trap in summer, rusting Holden without wheels, teetering on termite-bitten wooden blocks, a pyramid of bricks with chunks of cement making precipices, canary wee, the morning glory pulling down the fences, a pigeon coop, lost toys. Towards the hills, you drink beer and Cinzano, and houses are rented after divorce has driven them down from the heights, from houses on stilts tucked amongst the orchards, the smell of spray and stone fruit morphing with linseed oil and turpentine, highlighting the crackle of creeks, the hum of the potter's wheel. Down in the Westfield Tavern, it's darts and Tammy Wynette, deals done away from home, the Christmas stocking outside the supermarket, and the born-agains reviving the sun on swampy ground. At Kelmscott Station, kids are wagging school and hanging out, despite the police, railway security, cigarette packets jammed square to the shoulder, cabalistic stores of ritual, death and Prince Planet's power pack rolled into one, governments worn and the micro-mini runs like terror over narrow things, over the slice of enticement that's a way out of school, a way out of a place that's hard to leave. Cock and balls still grace the walls, tags and pins to AC/DC, let there be rock, and none of that trendy city beach techno stuff. Branch, recall the Triffids, the bloody horror of Thou Gideon, Kim Salmon and the Surrealists, the Neptunes at the OBH, 20-somethings looking down on cot as if it holds the answers, a guitar riff almost better than the stuff going around the car park, and the punk bands decapitated in the overhead fan at the Stone Crow, the old boilers and their jazz down the road. Branch, the smell of bricks and hardy flex, of oil-soaked black sand in backyards, the burning of tyres and incinerators, fly strips and chlorinated above-ground swimming pools, the decking perishing, detailing those off-hours. The nitrate drift of the fertiliser factory on Coburn Sound, chipping out the wagons of superphosphate, the rivers scouring their anti-lies from shifts and safety records. Branch, the freeway dropping suburbs like double G's, the cut that cannot heal, annealed stone torn from the hills, the fall of Grevillea, Triandra, Jarrah, Hakea, Ruse, Echidnas, 28s, pink and grey galahs, the storm-warning white-tailed black cockatoos, dusky miners, red wattlebirds, dugites, guadas, sandlines, dragonflies, parrotbush, scarlet runner, star of Bethlehem, leschenaultia, paperbarks, magpies, crows, green eyes, hawks, stalking birds, seed birds, mud and sand birds, bats and geckos and mosquitoes, the corridor choking, trails cut, families disconnected, lost. Branch. The drive-through primes a party. The front bar during Friday session is bursting electric exuberant. By closing time, it's wan and bitter and drenched. Beneath the glass, beyond the facades, the redecorated town hall and almost in time clock tower, jousting knights and a slice of old England, buskers in the mall, the Noongar camping grounds are patrolled by sealed howitzers and playground equipment, totems driven out, this making of the fringes while the eroding codes are undone. But those who know in study are known in study centres, recollecting and focusing and declaring the power of learning, the power of family, the power of dreaming. The elders warn the young who cut loose, the young who will find family in the country, knowing the city scrambles the tracks, the branching brothers and sisters, uncles and aunties, mothers and fathers, the unity of cousins. In the parks, mothers scour the sand for syringes, Moreton Bay fig swelling at the interface of earth and heritage, the settlers' sways of commerce, the new chums and the servants, the loss of language to the single language of English, as if the brilliant coast will absorb all odours, misdemeanours. Reticulation drains the mounds and cavities, drains the muscles beneath the city, drains the dams rung by rung so you can hear the hollow sound echo out through the hills, melding with the chainsaw rip, the Jarrah clumped on the forest floor, the reservoirs drain like some kid's backyard experiment, the sharp expressions of bird of paradise looking out through the fine mist of the time-triggered sprinkler system. The drier the place, the more it's about hydraulics, as those spontaneously produced by the city look to get away or give in and stay forever refusing to believe there's a better lifestyle anywhere. They eat along the river, solve crimes and circumvent zoning laws, have affairs and think about the flow of water, the meeting of sea and river, evoke odes to the lights that guided astronauts and poets, discuss art of fire and murder, ponder sellouts to corporations espousing satellite cities as the linchpin of a new global economics, the faraway getting closer, 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 this language of landscape we proffer. Branch. In the Supreme Court gardens, we sell our arse and eat slightly out-of-date throwaways from companies with a social conscience. Peak hour traffic on Riverside Drive, occluding the ferry loss between Barrack Street Jetty and South Perth, the morning sun sizzling like a barbecue behind clouds in this sunniest of cities, eyes of the power grid, the views from apartments, counterproductive, navel-gazing. Branch. Power lines, those sails strung up over the river, as if a meditative religion might be drawn out of them, luff, stiff breeze, stilled like stone or angle-poised lamps, stone indentured by slave labour. They wanted convicts here to build their future. What? Our city is not like that. Surely. Gateway for heroin, sex slaves, racist diatribes, and so little water. Up north, refugees drown. In Port Hedland, the detention centre hides the city's crimes. In the harbour, icons of the Coalition of the Willing offload seducers of 13-year-old girls and divorcees, allegiances that would swing faster than the stock exchange or with more impact than tactical nuclear weapons. What does the Narrows Bridge, for all its expansion, become a symbol of? Who wants nation? Who wants Cranes Bridge, symbol of the new America? We're too busy worrying about the volume of traffic. Branch. From Mount Eliza, the dreamings are drawn and the woggle branches out against modernity, the pile drivers that split open its head. It will not be updated, incorporated, appropriated, absorbed by metaphor, contained by simile, strung out by conceit, reduced to a symbol. In the market garden, the roots of carrots entangled, the family might have been Italian or Vietnamese, first or second or third generation. They would say they are of Perth. The here and now. Past the factories of Kwinana, they say the British migrants settled in Rockingham, and down from your primary school, a hostel for those from Eastern Europe. Nissen huts after the war. This is a refugee city, planted on ancient land, all or nothing, with little or no thanks to the custodial owners, and reparation for the songs lost to the jackhammers and speculators, the klaxons and orchestras. Branch, fed by the country. Vacant blocks closed off, no through road, the outer becomes the inner suburb. A quarter acre becomes a fifth, and then a townhouse, then an apartment block. Squirrels populate long-standing trees around the zoological gardens they've crossed over, though stay local. The old mill, a star in the eye of a speeding motorist, and those sails in the windows, light play. Branch. The great white comes in close to the shore, tracking seals, and the human swimmer on the surface agitates the water in much the same way. Government must be seen to be in control, so increases air and sea patrols. A network TV station lends its chopper. Fishermen hunt like sentinels. On Swanee, cocks shrivel with the evening cool. In the sandhills, relief and comfort unfurl, free in their bodies. An elderly couple pick up towels and fall into clothes. Fishermen here are staking their spots, happy to catch an eyeful and store it up for their mates. The tailor running fast, ripped up by gang hooks at the sunset's volcanic and of increasing depth. The blue seas drained pink, then black, with the blood of fish, colour shifts working outside the spectrum. Branch, the drag races at Scarborough Beach Car Park, the land developer illegally clearing bush out beyond the northern suburbs, the city planners making the river narrower with limestone and dirt, the cut at Mandra flushing out algae and shattering microscopies, empirical and rhetorical, the images haphazardly choke the channel, the cut at Skippy's arched scales, plimsoll and serrated despite the clean line. Branch, the racetrack near the old brickworks, in the place where swampland, wetlands, bird heart of the area is compacted, desiccated. a certain kind of Tuscan splendour glowering out over the Mediterranean River, the Bristol house down by the highway, the photo developers looking on as the place is cleaned up and views become exponential, the racetrack, the love shack where rape was a rite of passage, absorbable by the testicular culture of horse crank and fixers, shock therapy and standover merchants. Refuges for battered women who are hidden in the suburbs. Children play and fathers drive around waiting to be let back in. Most go back. It happens again. Counselling, branch. In the Fremantle lock-up, you watched as a young Noongar guy was tossed around the blue circle, dead limp. You were warned. Silence. Death's in custody. On the Horseshoe Bridge, as if crossing the railway lines to the wrong side of the tracks, can't be straightforward gesture, an arcing circuit that needs centrifugal compulsion. The cops kicked your face in for protesting the harassment of Noongar guys drinking under photographs of ancestors in chains, troopers proud as peacocks, rifles unslung. Tracks imposed on the map, no more than a few might be gathered together, the court declared, and the wealthy shall gather like old money in Dalkeith and Peppy Grove, though nuns behind high walls garden and consider the little flower of Therese avidly. They love us from their souls, as do the Krishnas with food in the belly and the central drug unit and the cop who pulled you from the bath, drowning, nothing said, and they were away to Frio, branching. Flying in, even the forested hills in winter ache with dryness. Uplifting and eroding, a place of simultaneity, paddock dams greening and below-ground pools overly blue. Fire breaks turn into clearings. There's no hiding from mining and logging companies. People on the ground suddenly surprised to see it gone. All along, hollowing from the inside, it starts with a dirt trail, gravel road, then bitumen. Even the rules of catchment purity are changing in small ways around the boundaries. Branching, development, the cordon space becomes the hub. Families and fast food and evangelizing religions cycle along shorelines, nature strips through parks, past pyramid cellars, strip shows at sunset taverns, bikey runs, sex shops. In the booths, it's sticky, and an apprentice mechanic crosses paths with the town clerk, junior, and the social security caseworker, senior, taking in the private strip, worried the watching seat might not be cleaned thoroughly. Later that evening, if drinkers, they wouldn't notice, but some will always be paranoid. Branch. Next door, the guy who did a bank job and did his time makes idle threats, only idle because he's retired and determined to keep his head above water selling smoke alarms. On the sand spit, orange-legged waders absorb Blackwall Reach. They know better than to think on history, that family enterprise as decorative as the state. In a flat by the river, chickpeas burn on the stove and the smell is all the places that make the place it is. Erasure and warmth in the body that feels like someone else's, though this can be forgotten. The picket fence runs treated through the ground, a missing picket, a child's view into the neighbour's world. Dogs debarked, haunt back verandas, in asbestos sleepouts, kids see aliens. A school siren sounds and someone flips on the show delayed from Sydney, the time shift Miss Prissians. Later, she's booked for picking up the kids while full of Valium and alcohol. Branch. In the hills, the orchid lady speaks of the sun and damage. Fires singe the event horizon. Circuit breakers of beauty and arsonists looking out at all they survey, shaking with power. To reach out, to fall short, their portraits dimly pyrographic on the public consciousness. As off the boats in the 50s, they search Fremantle for coffee, for a glass of wine. Branching through the port, rival and liver of the city. Sea breeze bastion, seagull cleanser of drop foodstuffs, place of laundering and dubious landlords, America's cut flash in the pan ripoff, displays of public comfort dressed up as quaint, boutique, trendy, rough and ready, as chillin', stylish, beachy, pomo, maritime, historic, sailors larger than the shops, cars coming in by the yardful, dealers clustering rustic in the pubs with dreadlocks and board shorts, bikini tops and sunglasses, poets and musos, home-baking locality, recalling the family when inspiration dries up, smoking under the wharfs, waves of export guilt waved with hats and caps, dolphins signaturing the river's mouth, pink wash a sail in the permanent sunset, this drip-dry decking, lines of gossip meandering as art, a substitute dreaming. Settlement, Federation, architects, state printers, title deeds, surveyors, sanitation, landfill, last buses running quickly through midnight districts, whale tunnel, limestone, barges up river, pylon, Barrack Street arch drop-off, toxins in the arteries, clipboard collectors in the shadows where it's cool. At the showgrounds, the train shows timetables can be flexible, though it's cyclical. Like the Ferris wheel, the rocket, the twister. Aggressive types who assault people in the ghost tunnels. Coronation, flights to mining camps to bring back the big bucks. The Iron North, Pridamore drag show on the hill. Always overlooking the mirror, the river. Remember the sideshow, the friend you can't find on the net. Some don't go there. Some names remain hidden, keeping their own company. Branch. Has a name displaced, exhumed, begged, borrowed, stolen, as a shotgun hidden in the tree just up the road from childhood homes, serial inversion, as kangaroo paws come out in force and the river under broken cloud is indigo again. Streetwalkers blocked off, hemmed in, driven out. At Midland train station, a white woman is being ushered away by cops harassing an old Noongar guy, points changing, signal box buzzing, the Hardy Products factory clocking off near Walshpool station on the Armidale-Perth line. Such the switches, such the changes of platform, trestling over the river, casino gloating, golf courses pallid with lawn. About rosewood pianos, families keep up with the classics. Some compose their own music, flowers on the wall, mattresses upright and leaning away from guests. Next door, they take their shoes off before entering the house. Each notes that the other's house smells different, and after vague suspicion, they grow to appreciate the difference. Cooking hints sneak into the predictables, and the new hybrid cuisine is rumoured. In Bassendean, a retired gentleman plays with toy trains he's bought religiously from the hobby shop by the subway. He knows the best places for kosher food, and his wife tinted photographs as a young woman. Both are new to the internet and are taking lessons from a Muslim couple from down the road. We know something the world should know is their motivation. We know here, in this most isolated of capital cities, closer to Jakarta than Sydney, as the guidebooks crow. On the Upper Swan, fruit and horses are by the river. Phosphate runoff is suffocating the Mulloway and Flathead downriver. A middle-aged guy who brews his own beer is about to head off to a folk do up at Parkerville, up on the rim of the city, above the inversion layer. He is single and hoping to meet a like-minded woman of similar age. During the day, he removes racist posters from his neighbourhood. His family travelled from New Zealand by way of the Victorian goldfields in the 1860s. His ex-wife called him sexist, but he's sure he's improved over the years. Branch into the gardens, the fanfare of palms and brick-lined paths, covered in wood chips from the shrinking forests, coiling coolly through ferns and snapdragons, a grass tree that hung in during the clearing, the out of guilt and the bizarre exoticism they've built around. They're everywhere, these gardeners, in their thirsty gardens, as Belga and Belcata and Thornley and Spearwood and Bedford and Applecross and Brentwood and Palmyra and Wanneroo and Callista and Westfield and Nedlands and Woodlands and Rosmoyne and various groves and valleys collude and fold as visitors cross the lines and admire or demean or remain indifferent to the circumstances of others. Branch, rain, closing in, sparking the Doppler, a pall rising up before the scarp. The news reveals of the pool factory fire, toxins poised on the windshift, atmospherics of chemicals as Parliament House life fractures across both chambers and the committee fractures through the fountains. Frosting and brickclad, the intention of parrots high in well-watered trees, canopies of precedent and legislation, rosellas hidden when a show of hands is called for. Elsewhere, a yellow donkey orchid, pressed between pages of a book brought out from England, a collected poems of Wordsworth, and plough discs from rallies in the wheat belt, shoring up rose beds, and nowhere to park on footy days unless you're a local. And even then, fines. Molten over, parking infringements, prime movers dropping trailers just outside the city limits, those trucks gearing down, coming into the city, know the cops' radar places, know the gravel trap, should the beast break free. Branch, the drag of momentum on momentum, the raw materials running eastwards, the broken marriages, the young on dole checks and those afraid of flying, doing the bus trip, confronting and quelling the doldrums of the Nullarbor, its gothic activities well below the surface. Branch, the Sunday schools and prayer groups and prayer times and meditations beyond internet shops, anonymity of download outside the private house, the Russian porn, the chat room liaisons, New York and London and a small town on the edge of Greenland. A nice confection, sticky on the keys, dropped, melting on the footpath. The figure will always stay red and will never cross, even on the Sunday afternoon where all is dead in the inner city except for skateboards tearing past the GPO, a Noongar family laughing outside the central station, a group of youths smoking against the sculpture they helped create, install. Outside the private home, students in flats, families who waited years for citizenship. Outside, the town heritage and settler follies, restaurants, masons and charities, philatelic societies, women's groups, an infinitesimal but vocal men's confraternity, drag races, rock hounds, covens, dog walkers, Siamese cat lovers, AA groups, Narcotics Anonymous, the Magic Circle, balloon shapers, Asian cooking classes, vegans, PND, collectors of esoteric smoking implements, printers, photographers, newspaper men and women caught between the sensational and sincere and the verities in between. Theirs is a liminal art. Branches. Zamia palms and concrete towers abandoned like an apocalypse in Eden. Wireless Hill, mud flats and bloodworms as the tides goes out. The odd grey nurse shark and swimming lessons before ears, eyes, noses and throats became victims to bacteria. Those driveways with boats marooned after cutting the slight but gnarled white horses on the khaki waters. Green hose pipes snaking into the motor outboards driven in tubs. Flushed out as the concrete driveways exposed evaporating lines of automatic writing. Knives in jetty plank and pylons, fishing line tangled around all in casting range, blue manta crabs swimming against the trend, against the current, failing in nets while cormorants sit stock still, sails draped against King's Park, rising up against gravity, the gravitas of war dead, widowmakers, bottle brush flowers, those jets passing over, leaving filaments, dashes, and diacriticals of water vapor strung in sentences, branching the commute and expedition, bringing back clothing and photographs, branching. So the northern lines they spoke of when you were a child finally went through. Perth, Leaderville, Glendalough, Stirling, Warwick, Whitfords, Edgewater, Joondalup, Currumbine, each with a ticket machine. This frontier policy of outposts and then filling in the space between extremities, modernist bent in architecture, new age interface with all that moves and moves ahead. Those Bankshire coils fading, rough bark not enough to grip, the lake shrinking, swamp ends amongst the tyres, a different kind of necklacing that doesn't need much unearthing. Branches, the bypass outriding Midland, train town, shunting yards and heavy machinery. The faded workshops past the teleworks and a stink that drives the windows up, cars swerving or jagging just a little, enough to pattern asphalt into a story. The meltdown like water runs against the hills. Oh, fault lines, oh, deaths in car chases, oh, the gang fights and genre violence over territory and stolen video machines, oh, companies sending tentacles out into New Guinea, Bougainville sucking people and communities dry, little empires at the World Club, oh, whiplash of Australian persistent cyclone, branch, configure the afterimage of Julie Dowling's icons burning with tribal faces that no church could undo, as all gods and all people see through, sandals and thongs and sand shoes and bare feet sounding the sand, the stone, reeds and paper barks in their thinning places by the river, hammer working in the drum of the hills, a resonance down the pipe of the Swan Valley, names branching, cycling.
You've just heard John Kinsella's poem, Perth Poem. And that wraps it up for Understory for this week. See you next time.